today on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's Buds in the Biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
Love them over there. Seriously, if you need to take your grow to the next level, you want, as they call it, the shock absorber sticky buds, like that shock absorber size. You get right. That over at
just got the great supply, man. If like I said, if you want some big old nugs, there you go.
Big old nugs. That's right there. Anyway, go see him. Smith Indoor Garden. Well, the Postal Service motto says, quote, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night will keep carriers from delivering the mail. However, it doesn't have a little thing in there about turkeys. Groton residents, which is in Connecticut, say that they've had two long mail stoppages this year, which the local PO blames on a pair of wild birds who camped out in the neighborhoods. The lady says, or there's a lady there that says, quote, my portal on the informed delivery shows that I'm missing about 13 pieces of mail right now.
Wow.
And a couple of packages. They told us the turkeys attacked one of the postal workers.
Get rid of the turkeys. You know, shush them away or something.
The homeowner says that she complained to animal control about the turkeys, whose locals have nicknamed Thelma and Louise, but hasn't had any luck. They said, quote, they're kind of annoying because they're there, but they don't do anything. They don't try to harm anybody, so that's why the animal control won't do anything for it. It sounds like they're harming the postal workers. I don't know. They're like, well, come on. It's just a little turkey. Come on.
I mean, we went from dogs chasing mailmen to, what, turkeys?
Birds can be very territorial.
So do mailmen, what, do they carry corn on them now? Do dog treats?
that might be good, or will the turkeys smell the corn and attack? Maybe that's why they're getting attacked.
Yeah.
I don't know. You ever been attacked by a bird, by a fowl of any make or size?
So we had a lot of turkeys at my parents' house, but I never got chased by one.
No.
Trying to think on the golf course if I've ever. No, you know, not a turkey, but I've been dive bombed by some bird in the tree.
Yeah, like attacked you when you were riding a bike or something.
Ha!
Oh, interesting.
Like a fighter jet, man. Who else? I was with Caleb at that. He was dying laughing because I couldn't get away from this bird, dude.
It just saw you and didn't like your vibe. Like, F this guy.
The thing. Yeah, if a bird doesn't like, it's hard to get away, man.
Yeah.
I had to get in the golf cart and just take off.
If a bird selects you to attack, it's going to keep doing it. It probably was a nest right there. You were
hitting,
and that's what it was.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. Yeah, birds, you get a bald eagle, okay? You get something big with talons. That's scary. I've seen birds with paws as big as frying pans, all right? here's my thing, though, is whenever I see people running from, like, chickens or geese, just give that bird a good punch in the beak, okay? It's not like they're going to claw your guy.
Not everybody grew up on a farm, all right? So, yeah, when a big bird's chasing you, it can be terrifying.
Look,
it catches you off guard a little bit.
I get it. I grew up wrestling turkeys and geese and whatnot,
right?
Okay? It's what you do. On the
judge
farm,
us.
You get greased up. You go to the barnyard. You say, bring it, turkey, or whatever's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But look, you just need to post up, because if you run from it, you're showing fear, okay? And that's the last thing you want to do with these crazed, feathered foes, okay?
Well, the last thing I want to do is get my chest poked out by this damn thing's beak. Yeah, dude, it's scary.
You grab that goose by the neck, you whip him around, you say, get out of here, goose.
Somebody tap you in the sternum, dude, that hurts. Imagine a bird.
Just square up, you straight up punch that bird in the beak. They'll back off. So.
I want to see you get chased by a bird. I want to see if
ain't
you can
happen. You know
back
why?
Up what you talk.
Me and that goose, we're going to be wrestling for a bit. I'm going to choke that goose out. You ever seen a grown man choke a goose out? You're going to see it. Go to sleep.
From a hummingbird the other day.
Go to sleep, bird. Hummingbird. I'll whack that thing with a tennis racket. It's gone, man. God. Anyway. Watch out for wild turkeys and other fowl that are out there. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden. We'll be back.